Hey, Chris, how's it going?
Good, great, thank you.
Nice.
How are you for Friday?
Going great. Today's my wife's birthday, too, so it's a great day.
Okay, so you've got to get home early and start the celebration.
That's it, man. Exactly. Luckily, I'm already home, so.
Oh, good. Well, you know what they say, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy, right?
That is true.
Good point. Hey, guys.
Hey, Mike. Hey,
Michael, how are you?
Good, Curtis. I love the background.
Oh, thank you.
I wish I was there.
Same here, you know? I mean, it's nice to get out. Are you a golfer?
I played when I was a lot younger. And yeah. The funny thing is, I thought 15 years ago when I moved from Boston to Florida, I played a lot more. And I think I've played, 100 or 10 times in the last 15 years, it feels like.
Oh, okay.
You know? But I try to get out whenever I can.
They got a lot of great golf out there. So.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you play that PGA West is a great course out there.
Oh, yeah.
Mario. Mario, how are you?
Doing excellent. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you. Well, I think we got all hands on deck.
For today, yeah, the only other thing is there would be one other guy, Brant Schuler.
Okay.
He can't make it today. But
okay.
It would just be us four.
Okay, great. So have you thought much about how you wanted the structure of the program to occur? I had suggested we go through Supernova in the first 12 weeks, very intense. Then the calls go to once a month for 9 months. And if you want to spend that time covering, the leadership kind of components, I can do that. So you tell me how you are feeling and how you are thinking about that.
Real quick, is Brandon in the waiting room? Is he saying he's in the waiting room for the call?
Oh, hold on. Yep.
Okay.
Got him. I just clicked him on.
Okay. There he is. Just want to make sure he's on.
Okay. So. We'll wait a moment here.
He's you there, Brandon?
Audio. So he's still connecting to audio. Sounds like a big German Shepherd in the background.
I'm going to say, someone's got a dog.
It's my dog. So okay. In the grass and, oh, geez.
And I was obviously being facetious. That doesn't sound like a German Shepherd bark at all.
Yeah. Oh, you got your lawn going again or what?
Yeah, and Fridays, and then I feel rude because it messes up my delicate little call, and these guys are out there working in the Florida heat, and yet.
Oh man, yeah.
I need to hire people. My guy only comes every 20 days. It's really ripping me off.
Yeah, well, this is the time of year where the humidity kind of disappears, right?
Eventually.
Yeah, because. May, June, July, man.
I'm always sweating, so I never realize.
Tough times.
Yeah. Wait, Brant, are you on or still connecting?
He's still connecting, it appears.
Whatever, let's just keep going.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, great. Yeah, let's keep going. So, I think Curtis.
There he is.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Brant, how are you?
Doing pretty good, thanks. Just passing out some sandwiches here.
Okay. Well, we got everybody on. And so the question is before the group is to talk a little bit about the structure of the program, who's going to, participate and how we're going to facilitate this. So I wanted to hear from Lenny and the rest of you about what your thinking might be.
Yeah, so it's going to be, us four because we're the
okay.
Here in Boca and the Palm Beach and work together.
Okay. Good.
And I think we kind of defer to you as far as what you think the best structure is, and if that's, hey, leading with Supernova and, you know, coaching us to be able to coach others on how to implement that and right. then on to leadership.
Okay.
What affects us the most and what pays us the most is hiring.
Okay.
And production. So okay. if through Supernova that can create more hires, then I think Supernova starts first and then the leadership portion starts, right. you know, kind of like you're saying.
Okay. So, the way that I see this evolving is, you know, we coach you through Supernova first. Each of you is going to receive a PDF. It's about 135 pages in length. And that's going to be your guide. Now, when you get the guide, you should grab a notebook and tab it out, 1 through 12. You're going to receive videos on each of the sections in Supernova. So you would look at the video, maybe even have a team huddle before the call about what you just discovered and what you went through. We try to schedule the calls for the same time, you know, each week. Unless something happens, the calls are recorded. So you can go in, Supernova will send you access to all of the recorded calls. Then what I do is I coach you through the material that you have reviewed and looked at. And it's kind of the review. And then we get into any questions, that you may have. And that kind of takes care of that session for that week. Now, if there's some things that you don't understand or you didn't quite pull out, then what you do is it's okay to send me an email. If you need to make a phone call, call me. That's fine too. I'm fine with that. Now, there's some things relative to your business that you want to do. You said you want to become, you know, better coaches. And I think that that's terrific. So what we can do with I'll weave some of that in to Supernova, depending upon how much information you can handle. It's very easy to get a little bit overwhelmed. Don't worry about it. All these things get repeated. Then what we would do is, you know, for example, if you're about to onboard somebody, in the book I have on teams, I talk about onboarding a new candidate. There's a chapter in there on team collaboration. You know, how do we get teams to get that dynamic of collaborating with one another? And so we'll probably spend that time going through that. I've also got as an aside, I have a PowerPoint that I've developed on recruiting, which is kind of the A to Z in terms of recruiting that you might also enjoy. When we get to that component. So now, you know, you'll have a framework. You'll have a process. So if I asked you, what's your process for recruiting? You're going to have a very, very excellent one. And you can improvise on some of the things that, you know, you get coached on to make it suitable to your practice and your business. Now we get into this component called the delegation of duties and responsibilities as if you were a team. And I did this a lot with folks I was coaching. They had the work that they were doing and then they had a dotted line responsibility. So for example, you know, one person on the team was responsible for client acquisition. another person on the team was responsible for all the dynamics of recruiting. So as we go through this, we'll carve out duties and responsibilities, and that will evolve. You know, you may start off with something and decide that, well, you know, I'm a little stronger in this area. And then the team would say, you know, Mario, I think you ought to take that one. So that's kind of how it would work. You're going to feel sometimes that you're a little bit behind. Don't worry about it. But what I do want to get from you is just feedback continuously in terms of the applicability of some of these concepts to your unique business. Now let me stop talking there and kind of open it up for some questions and and when you might want to get this kicked off.
So I mean, maybe we would start in November.
Okay.
That would be good. So we can figure that out today. And you know, we do have some systems in place, so I'm excited to share like systems that we have in place and improvements we can make with those. So you know, not right now, but down the road. So
And you know, during those sessions that we have together, interrupt me and you know, share with me something that might be unique to your practice and we'll make it applicable. You know, and I kind of have a little bit of a handle on the business of insurance and annuities because I worked for an insurance company and had my life and disability license and we did a lot of that business, you know, when I was at.
Yeah, for us, it doesn't really matter where the business comes from as much as just the production. So whether if your strength, Curtis, is AUM, then we would love to hear more about that. Right?
Well, that's clearly a strength.
Yeah.
You know, because assets are that's the engine that drives performance.
Correct. So if that helps us, then, you know, if you give me AUM, I could turn it into insurance and annuities, no problem. So, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't really give targets as far as like AUM goals at all. So.
Oh, really? Okay.
Not at all.
So maybe one of the things that we'll also do, we talk about this concept of game boarding, but when we get into that, we're going to have your key performance indicators, these metrics that let you know that you're on track from a performance standpoint. And so we'll talk about that for sure.
That works for us. And then is that Brandt that we're hearing? Does anyone hear anything else in the background?
Brandt is
Brandt's on mute.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. It feels like I hear something still in the background, but probably Mario.
So I'm on my iPad.
Let's take a quick look at the calendar.
Let's do that.
And so November 2nd, and this would be something that you'd want to do consistently, bar any unforeseen circumstances. What is a preferable day for you all? Thursday? Wednesday?
Mondays is usually a bad day for us. I know pretty crazy that day.
Yeah.
To me, personally, a Thursday or Friday, I don't know what for the rest of you guys.
Okay. Thursday is fine. The advantage I have is I'm three hours, you know, behind you guys. So, and do you like to keep it under in the afternoon, like 1:30?
Usually the morning is better for us.
The morning is
3 hours behind.
Okay. Well, the earliest I get started is like 8 a.m.
and 9, which is going to end up being noon your time.
Don't go anywhere, guys. Hold on. Give me one sec. Sure. The Broward School Board.
Okay.
I mean, we could do Fridays at 11.
Okay.
You want to do that, Lenny, or Thursdays at 11?
Okay. Fridays at 11 would work for me.
Okay.
You guys go out of town on Fridays, or?
No, that was my.
I just pay for Lenny when he travels. If he goes to North Carolina, I just pay for it. I don't actually go.
Okay. So I will do that then.
That's my only concern, but Curtis, you did say the call will be recorded in case one of us is out of town.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, but you know, if you really feel like we want this individual to be on the call, I will reschedule it. You know, I will take it to the following week. You know, we can do that.
Just because I have some stuff coming up traveling wise, I don't know when, but, you know, that's Fridays at 11, 90% of the time works best for all of us.
Okay. All right. So far I've got a tentative date on Friday. Let me see. Yeah, I've got to verify that Friday. I might have, you know, one thing that's going on, but I want to get a consistent date, with you guys. So, we're going to look at Friday, at 8,
11 our time.
That would be 11 your time.
Seems okay to us. For me.
That works for us.
Okay. All right. Now I'll have Cindy and Lori verify that time, with you. Now, Cindy Bowie and Lori Scholey, they handle all the scheduling. So if there's ever a time when we have to, you know, make a change, they're the people to speak with.
I think there's two. I think there's three, Curtis, that I would say in the next 30. We got Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. All, mm-hmm. you know, Thanksgiving falls on a Thursday, but Christmas and New Year's are on Fridays.
What's the first day you're doing? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, then we would adjust those times.
Yeah, so those are the only three that I see that'll just jam us all up, everybody on the call, obviously, including you, for those days. So we'll just have to, when it comes to that,
we'll work just around it.
Because, yeah, that is in the first 13 weeks, obviously.
Right.
12 weeks.
That sounds good. Now, is there going to be one person who's going to be the unofficial leader that we coordinate all the activities through? Will that be you, Lenny, or?
That's
definitely Lenny.
You can do it through me.
You guys want to say, hey, throw it on Lenny. Okay.
He, it's like an Armageddon when he drew the short straw.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. That sounds perfect. Good.
That's fine. You can go through me since we've had the contacts. That's fine.
All right. So I think I've got everybody's email. I've got Lenny, Michael, Brent and Mario.
Yep.
And we'll go ahead and get all of that done and squared away. Questions for me?
So
this is exciting.
Curtis, we're very excited, and you know, from our side, we're pulling funding from different places for this.
Okay.
So is it a like, hey, you have to pay all up front, or can we pay like per quarter, or how does it work as far as payments go?
Okay. Well, what we like to do is get a little bit of a down payment to kick it off. And then, you know, you can do something on a monthly basis if you want. Or what do you prefer? Quarterly?
I think a monthly basis would be fine with us. Is it cash, credit card? How do we pay? We just don't
know. Credit card is fine. We do that.
Okay. Perfect. Easy enough.
Yeah. Cindy would be sending you an invoice.
Okay.
You know, for payment. Okay.
Okay. So we'll do a nice down payment and then pay per month for 12 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That'll work out just fine. Other questions?
No. So you'll send us the PDFs. We'll have, we'll get that ready, and prepared.
I'll let Cindy know today, and then you'll get the guidebooks and everything. So when you get that guidebook, put it in a notebook, you know, like this, and tab it out 1 through 12. Okay.
So Curtis, do you want both Supernova and Supernova teams completed or just Supernova?
Just Supernova. And what I think we'll do, on the teams is, we'll say, hey, you know, read these two chapters and then we'll get into it about what you discovered. And we'll do it that way.
Okay. Mike, I left Supernova on your desk at the office.
Awesome. Okay.
And that would be the way that we would work. Cause there's some things in there that I'd love to be able to review, you know, with you. And I sent, Lenny a white paper on the manager as coach. And let me tell you that works.
And I did forward it to you guys. Did you guys get it?
Yeah, we got it.
Okay.
And so, there's a chapter in there, manager as coach, and we'll go through that, component as well.
And then, I think that's helpful. Curtis, is there anything on our end that you would need? Like, you know, I know maybe more you're dealing with people that are more investment based than an AUM, which obviously is very important to us. But would you like to know anything more about like our investment practice before?
We're going to send you a profile form about your practice. It's just like a one pager, maybe two, and just, you know, jot down some notes. I'd like to also know what's your goals. What do you all really want to accomplish deep down inside when you think about this? You know, what do you want? So that at the end of the program, you can say, I delivered on what you needed and what you wanted. Okay. So I'd like you to think about that. And I'll be asking you that on the calls because it tends to evolve and tends to change.
It's $1 million.
$1 million. Okay. Now, once you got the $1 million, then what?
And then we'll double it.
Okay. I like that. I like that. All right. So you said that, Mario. You put them all out there on the spot. That's what I'm gonna drive that performance.
I love it.
Okay. Any other questions, Lenny?
No. So Cindy will follow up with us or Lori, you said?
Okay. Yeah, Cindy will follow up you on the invoicing, and Lori sends out the information for the first week, the guidebook. You'll get that from her. And anything else you need, you just contact them.
I guess my only other question would be, I know it's a 12-week course, so we're going to go into January.
Yep.
It would be nice to maybe be able to hopefully, you know, go over stuff that we can implement January 1st, or the week after to make sure that we start our off really well.
Just right. The one thing that about Supernova, it's not like a philosophy where all I do is spend time on theoretical concepts. This is all about doing, and so there's going to be specific challenges for you to do each week. Okay.
Yep.
Now, you might find, for example, segmentation might be a little different. Okay, but I want you to learn the concept. because what it'll do is it'll get your people focused on kind of the you know, reaching for the stars, so to speak, and what type of relationship you're willing to take on. So, you know, we spend some time talking about that, because, you know, you may be somewhat segmented already in terms of the number of relationships, but it's important that you learn that. So that you can teach others the concept.
Sounds good.
All right. Okay. Well, I think we're all set. I'll follow up with Cindy and, we'll get the information to you, and, we'll set you up on the weekly schedule.
Awesome. We look forward to it.
So welcome aboard, and I look forward to working with you guys.
We're looking forward to it as well.
All righty.
Thanks, Curtis.
Sure. You take care. Bye bye.